Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Bridget Rollins, who is with the Stop Smoking, Start Living program at HSHS St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. Bridget, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. And again, before we get into the program itself, can you give me a little bit of background about yourself and what you do with the hospital?
I'm what we call our mind-body health educator. And medical research has shown that there's a real strong connection between mind and body. And we probably have all experienced this, you know, when we're feeling down or depressed, our body feels heavy, we can't do much. When we're feeling anxious, you know, there's a lot of tension in the body. And the opposite goes true, you know, when you're not feeling well in your body, then it's really hard to have a positive outlook and have happy thoughts. So the kinds of classes and wellness coaching that I provide just tap into that. And so many of the classes are about cultivating positive mental states and working with the mind to help the body, and then also working with the body in terms of learning how to relax the body. We have a wonderful program called Healthy Steps that's therapeutic movement set to music that really lifts spirits in addition to being very good for the body. So I offer these in individual sessions, classes, workshops, and retreats.
Absolutely. And part of this process would be getting people to stop smoking. And so you're going to be hosting this program, Stop Smoking, Start Living. You hosted this earlier this year. You're doing it again, but I understand it's a little bit different this time around.
Yes. This is a new program for us, actually. We have based this program on a model developed by Yale University. And what makes it different from other programs is that we're using a practice called mindfulness to, you know, attack or rather learn how to deal with those cravings for cigarettes. And it's interesting, they did a study and they comparing the mindfulness-based program with the American Lung Association program called Freedom from Smoking. They wanted to know if the mindfulness program was as good as the American Lung Association program. And what they found, actually, was that those who used mindfulness techniques were twice as likely to quit and had more success at staying quit. So a number of classes that I teach, I am certified as a mindfulness-based stress reduction teacher, are based on the practice of mindfulness. And there's a lot of good research out there that mindfulness can help us to deal with the difficulties of life in a way that helps us more.
Right. I'm joined by Bridget Rollins with HSHS St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. We're talking about the Stop Smoking, Start Living program. Is there a start date for when this program happens?
Yes. It starts on Monday, July 8th, and it is a six-week program, so it will end on August 12th. Now, what's different, again, about this program is that we're offering it online, so there's no on-site class. People can join us from the comfort of their own homes and not have to travel. And anyone who has a computer with a camera and a microphone or a smartphone will be able to get in on the class. And when they register, they'll be getting information about how to do all of that.
And is there a cost to register for it?
We have a suggested donation. The suggested donation is $60 for the six-week class. However, the Hospital Sisters Health System really wants us to be able to provide these services regardless of a person's finances. And so people registering should know it's a suggested donation and they can give less. Sometimes I have people who give more.
Now, we talked about how this was offered earlier this year. It's offered again. How often do you host these programs?
I'm planning to offer the online once a year and then on-site class once a year and see how that goes. I also am able to do this on an individual basis through wellness, you know, a wellness coaching model. So people who can't make the classes for any reason, I would be able to meet with them either on-site or using the internet to just do a one-on-one.
You obviously want people to register for this program, so without giving away any sort of trade secrets or anything like that, what would you say are some of the things you really try to push people to try to get to stop smoking? Like, what can people do?
So the heart of the program is the practice called mindfulness, and one way we can define mindfulness is being aware of what's happening in a non-reactive way. So if we think about any addiction, including smoking, you know, when people are trying to get rid of an addiction, they talk about kicking the habit. So smoking, as other addictions, is a habit, and that means that we're usually operating on autopilot. So if you think about, a route that you take all the time in your car, and how it's become a habit to get from point A to point B. And have you ever noticed that there are times when you get from point A to point B without really being aware of any of the points in between? So habits are like that. When we're not aware, we just react to situations out of the habit. And so with smoking or any other addiction, what happens is, well, I'll take smoking in particular. So, you know, people who smoke report that they wake up and the first thing they do is light a cigarette. Or they finish a meal, they light up a cigarette. Or they go out for a coffee break, they light up a cigarette. Or they get in the car, they light up a cigarette. Or they're watching TV, they light up a cigarette. And I think very few of those people would say, I consciously make the choice to smoke a cigarette. So what mindfulness does, it's training the mind to be more aware of the present moment. And then it's also giving the person skills to learn how to respond to the craving without giving into it. And, you know, you've got the support of the group and the support of the wellness coach, which is me in doing this. And so there's also that additional support of having some accountability to the group, to the wellness coach, and support that can also be a very helpful factor in quitting smoking.
Absolutely. Bridget Rollins with HSHS St. Francis Hospital joining me here today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Bridget, if anyone would like to sign up for this program or register, how would they go about doing that?
They're going to register through St. John's. This is being offered, you know, through our Illinois hospitals, but the registration site is st-johns.org, and then you put a little forward slash there, and all one word, mind body. Or they can call me on my cell phone, area code 314-369-1391.
And is that site you mentioned also a good place to find out more information about this program in case they missed any of the things we talked about?
Yes. So when they get to that website, that's our Mind Body Health page, web page, and they can scroll down to the Stop Smoking, Start Living. When they click on that, then it will take them immediately to a registration page. And on the registration page, it gives all the details and how to register and the times and all of that, the details that they might need.
Sure. Bridget Rollins, thank you so much for joining me today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about this that I had not touched on?
Only that I hope that people will try it out. It's a wonderful program. There is, you know, some research behind it that says that this can be effective. And I don't think there's any smokers out there who say, oh yeah, I want to stay addicted for the rest of my life and experience all of the health problems that come from that. So I'm hoping to hear some of your listeners.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Bridget, for joining me today. And again, good luck with everything moving forward.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
Again, that is Bridget Rollins with HSHS St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.